Last month, I introduced you to Laurie Smale, a guy I've known for years and has trained many people to overcome their fear of public speaking. You'll remember he talked about how we've got to accept ourselves for what we are. We've got to be confident in ourselves. So let's continue this fascinating conversation towards panic-free public speaking. Okay, so we've got to be our number one fan. So what do we do next so we can really turn this into action in front of an audience?
People say to me, Laurie, I'm okay if I can get through that first minute, and then I seem to be all right, you know. But that's really suffer there. So what we've got to do in that first minute, we've got to accept that nerves are normal. I'm not talking about crippling fear like this Patrick had, or I used to have. We're talking about normal, healthy excitement and adrenaline. Now, there's two things when we stand up before a group of people. They're all sitting there, nice and passive, with their arms folded. Let's check this guy out. Just see how good he is. And your adrenaline's running right. Now, we've got to do something about this deadly combination, a strategy which I've learned of people like you, and now it's filtered through my own personality, so I own it, is to, there's many ways of starting a talk, but walk out there knowing that it's okay to have a racing heart. You're not unusual. But I don't want a racing heart. I want to get rid of it in 20 seconds. I want to settle down and have this friendly chat. So instantly put the pressure on them. Instantly put some. So the best way of doing this, I've found, is to ask a question. So when I stand out in front of an audience, I walk out there and I've got 1,500 people think, let's check this guy out. And I say, let me ask you a question. How many people here have ever felt the slightest bit apprehensive when you've had to stand up before a group of people? Anyone ever felt like that? Winston, where's the pressure now?
With them.
You bet. They're not checking me out anymore or thinking he looks little or I haven't taken the meat out of the freezer or whatever. They're all focusing 100% on what I want them to focus on. All the heat's on them. Now I've got to release them and let them out of that. I'm feeling comfortable now that I wasn't when I walked out there. And the little secret with this too is just raise your voice just a little bit more larger than life when you ask your universal question.
And that question, Laurie, isn't universal for every person speaking. I imagine you ask that question because you're going to talk about public speaking.
I'm going to talk about the fear of public speaking. How do I overcome the nerves in a business presentation? That's what I specialise in. So people in my audience are there for a reason.
So you've got to know the reason that people are in your audience to know what question you can ask them to disturb them, to make them feel a bit uncomfortable.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you were selling software, you would say, who here has ever opened up a software package? You've been told it's easy, there's two steps, and you've spent the next hour and a half trying to figure out how to turn it on. Anyone ever felt like that? And then your presentation will explain how that needn't be the case because you've got the answer.
So I could say about marketing or something, have you ever stood in your shop or your office or factory and prayed that you might get somebody who comes through the door who wants to buy something?
You got it. And all your listeners, people that are listening to this audio, can do the same. And not only does it grab their interest and get them involved, it gets rid of your nerves. That's what it's designed to do. Take the pressure off you, get the heads nodding, and settle you down. And if you follow that with, let me tell you a story, like I did earlier in our interview when I said, let me tell you a story about Sarah Henderson. Instantly, see, people never lose the curiosity of a little child. A story always wins. Do you follow that opening with a story and use that as a running theme for the rest of your talk? You got them and you're feeling comfortable.
Yeah, and I guess there's something here too. If you're talking to an audience, you're not talking about something you don't know. You're asked to talk about things you know. So once you get going initially, the rest follows pretty well because you're confident, you know your topic, you know what you want to talk about.
Well, that's true. But another thing people ask me, Winston, is don't you lie awake of a night worrying about your talk, the lead up to the talk? I get this over and over again, this same question. And I say, I used to, but now I have a little process. So I sleep like a baby.
Aha, you'd better tell us the process, Laurie.
Well, the process only got four steps, which is wonderful. And the first one is the soon as I know I've been asked to speak somewhere, that very day before I go to sleep that night, I have a rough first draft, takes me about an hour to do, written out on a piece of paper. That's all. First of all, I start off with, what do I want to say? That's the destination. I got this off Stephen Covey, the wonderful author of The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. One of those habits is always begin with the end in mind. A lot of people want to start with the beginning. No, start with the end, the destination, your conclusion. Write that down. And then I say, well, I know where I want to go. How am I going to take them there? What interesting sights along the way? Our friend Doug Maloof, that wonderful facilitator and author, said, have three or four must-knows in there. And so your main on, not 25 must-knows, not 42 because they're wonderful. No, you've got a certain amount of time. Decide on the ones you're going to use. Then you go back to your opening, your question, have a little think about that. Now, that takes me about an hour. Just beginning, sights along the way, and your conclusion, I sleep like a baby. How many people do that? I'll tell you what they do. They lie awake at night, day after day, hoping it'll go away.
And it doesn't.
It doesn't. It doesn't. So then you've done that. So 2 days after you've done that, you pick up that bit of paper again. And guess what? When you press the recall button, lots of wonderful things have happened because you've had a little focus in your subconscious about what to do. I reduce that to key ideas. I do not rehearse to the first draft because that's the written word. Audiences listen. They don't read. So I rehearse to key ideas. How do I rehearse? I sit in a comfortable chair, not a mirror. Hey, that's distracting. No one plonks a mirror in front of you on the night. So why rehearse in front of a mirror? So rehearse in your mind. See yourself there. Remind yourself. This is step two. Remind yourself that you're earned the right to be there. You're not a fake and a fraud. You're not the humble son of a poor milkman. You're a proud person who've earned the right to speak on the subject. Remind yourself of that. Fast forward, rewind, but just spend 5 or 10 minutes a day for a week or so with this talk. You'll create an internal comfort zone within yourself as if you've been there before. A bit like I've done with this interview today, you know. I sat down for an hour or two and thought through of all the magic little simple secrets I can share with these people and thought it through. It's a process.
Wow. That's great stuff from Laurie. Very philosophical, very interesting, though. It really just takes you through very simply what you need to know to overcome your fear of public speaking. He's had success with hundreds of people. You can put yourself in his hands if you need help. Contact Laurie on 03-9890-3024 if you're in Australia, or from overseas, 613-9890-3024. His website is panicfreepublicspeaking.com.au, or email him, Laurie, that's L-A-U-R-I-E, at panicfreepublicspeaking.com.au. More next month from Laurie.